Friday, 5:15 p.m. I can't believe I'm actually here again. Brianna and I had fallen in love with all the dogs, but our favorite was the smallest puppy. She was super cute, curious, and smart, and loved to play with Brianna's stuffed animals. Although I was really going to miss taking care of the dogs, I felt proud I had been able to help keep them safe. I also learned that puppies can be as rambunctious as they are cute. Calling Holly's 7 puppies a handful was an understatement. They were like 7 tiny Tasmanian devils with puppy breath and no potty training skills whatsoever. I was already looking forward to seeing them at Fuzzy Friends next week. Anyway, Chloe and I had no idea where the sleepover was going to be. But as soon as Mrs. Garcia pulled into the driveway, Chloe and I instantly recognized the house. At first, we totally freaked. Then we stared in shock. Soon, we started to snicker. And then we giggled. Finally, we laughed until our sides hurt. Between the 8 dogs and the 16 Daisy Girl Scouts, including my bratty little sister Brianna, we felt really, really sorry for Mackenzie Hollister.
Okay, now sit. Stay. Stop. Nice doggies. Ew, dog germs. Get these mutts away from me.
Sorry, but Mackenzie totally deserved every fun-filled puppy poopy moment. It was going to be one very, very long night. Especially after I suggested to Brianna that Miss Bree-Bree open a new paw spa right inside Mackenzie's very huge and luxurious bedroom. Then she could provide her peanut butter facials to Mackenzie's little sister Amanda, the 14 other girls, and the 7 dogs for free. Just kidding. Not. I am such an evil genius. Mwahahahaha.